the number 19 Aris Toyota, Daniel Suarez. Daniel, you showed a ton of speed today. You were right there at the end. Was there anything you could have done to get by Harvick?
Well, first of all, I want to thank, obviously, my team and my pit crew. They did an amazing job. Every single stop, we were gaining ground and moving to the front. So very proud of those guys. That's exactly the way to do it. And speed-wise, I feel like we had a car capable to win the race, but seemed like you needed to have the right helper behind you, the right pusher, a good push. And Denny, he did a hell of a job pushing me all the way into the center of the one and two, and he had some damage. So maybe that's why he disconnected. And after that, it was tough because the 4 and the 22, they were connected. So a little unfortunate day, but we try. We run well. We run in the top 5 pretty much all night, and that's something definitely to be proud of.
Then how much confidence does the second place give you and the team going forward?
Definitely a lot of confidence. I mean, the team has been doing a hell of a job in the last month and a half, 2 months, being competitive, racing up front. And it's been a lot of fun, obviously, racing in the top 5, top 10 more often. So I feel like we are in the right track. We're in the right line, obviously, to keep moving forward. But we have to keep working to try to get a little bit better. I feel like we are good, but we are not great yet. So hopefully we can get there soon.
All right, we'll open up for questions. We'll start with Nate. We'll go to Mike, Bob, here, there, and in the back.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Daniel, on that last restart, was there any point at which you felt you maybe could have taken a chance and tried to get up above Harvick when Denny gave you the push?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, getting into the corner one, I thought I was going to be able to do it, but he didn't help me. He helped him. and it was good. Just like I said, we're moving forward, and then for whatever reason, Denny just disconnected from my bumper, and they did a very good job staying connected all the way into corner three. So it was tough, obviously, to beat that. Thank you, Joey.
For what?
I'm just kidding with you.
All right, Mike.
For the push of the
horse. Good job.
Thank you, man. No, it's good. Because we're strong together.
Yeah. Mike Kimber, USA Today.
Saw that, right?
Joey, can you see the possibility of this packs being used in regular season racing?
I wouldn't rule anything out. You never know. I thought I would say that the race was really entertaining. But most all-star races, in my opinion, are really entertaining. Anytime you put a bunch of angry race car drivers on the racetrack with $1 million in front of them, we're going to do some stupid stuff. And so I think it's it was a lot of fun. A lot of passing in the pack, it was hard to pass for the lead. I noticed that once you, even some of the cars that weren't as good, I got the lead, made it, it was challenging to pass them. But, you know, in my opinion, kudos to NASCAR for trying something, right? We as competitors come into this racetrack and say, you know, the heck with it, we'll go for anything. And at least NASCAR has the same attitude. You know, it's the race that you have nothing to lose, and they looked at it that way. And I don't want this to come across like the race package that we have on normal weekends is bad. I think the Coca-Cola 600 is going to be a great race. I don't think this is discredits that at all. But I'm glad we tried something, you know, and I'm sure we'll go through all the statistics and rewatch the race. I haven't watched the race, but I know I went from the front to the back to the front to the back a lot tonight. And there's some close, hard racing on the racetrack, and I think the fans got a great show. I know I was working my little butt off out there, and it was a good time. And you know, it does level the playing field out a little bit from some of the teams that the powerhouse teams, which you can take that two different ways. That could be good or bad. But at the end of the day, you still had, you know, three of the best teams on the racetrack racing for the win. You had three great drivers up there. You had everything that you would typically see. Just the race was different. I wouldn't say it's bad or good. It's different right now, and it's up to us to try to figure out what's best and what to do from here.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. I have two for Daniel. First, after the open, did you have a feeling that you could run this well in this race? And then second, can you just kind of sum up your day in Spanish?
In Spanish.
Guacamole.
Guacamole.
Avocados.
So every time I text, every time I text Joe in English, no, in Spanish, he come back to me saying guacamole. He's the only thing he knows. You know, in the open, I feel like we were good. For whatever reason, once the sun was going away, we were better. In the first stage, the first 20 laps, we're just okay. I didn't have the car I wanted. And then seems to me that the second stage, the racetrack actually started gaining some shade, and we gained some track position, and the cars just changed completely. So that definitely helped us. And I felt like in that point, I thought that for sure that we were going to have something good to race for the big show. But obviously, I didn't know exactly how well, because I wasn't racing with the best drivers, with the best cars out there yet. But definitely it was pretty good. My car was handling extremely well. Obviously, even better up front. We just, you know, it's just different circumstances to be able to win these races. Like I said, Danny did a very good job trying to push me to the front, and it was working out well. But I feel like Joe did a better job pushing the four up front. So just different circumstances, but I feel like we had a car definitely capable to run up front, and maybe with the right circumstances to win the race. The same thing in Spanish, you say? Bueno, primero que nada, agradecer a toda la gente que nos ha estado apoyando, no solamente aquí en Estados Unidos, pero en toda Latinoamérica. Muchísimo apoyo de todos ellos. Contento de poder tener un buen resultado con mi equipo, número 19, Harris, Toyota Camry, Scott y todos los chavos hicieron muy buen trabajo, ganando uno de los stages del Open, y luego poder tener la oportunidad de correr al frente en el All-Star. Entonces, contento por esa parte. Esperamos poder aprender de eso y seguir avanzando en la dirección correcta. You like that?
I got Camry out of it. Anyone else get more than that?
Barry Richmond, Piedmont Broadcasting Corporation. I guess either one of you or both, we know that they were going to add the restrictor plate for a mile and a half track. So was there anything that you all prepared for that maybe you ended up having to change? Did you overestimate maybe a super speedway setup for this track? So just anything that you all maybe were surprised by tonight's race.
Yeah, I thought for us, you know, coming into this morning, there was a lot of unknowns. You know, honestly, Brad and I thought that we were going to tandem. We thought that we were going slow enough that the cars would handle plenty good to be able to tandem and push and hook up. We thought with the big spoiler, all that, we thought, that's going to be the game. And then we ran about two laps on the racetrack, and we said, I think handling's a bigger deal than we think. We were going faster than we thought we were going to go in the draft, and the handling came into play quite a bit. And we went to work on our cars to try to bolt some handling into it, which we did an okay job at. I think there are some cars that definitely handled better than us. Honestly, I thought the 47 car was maybe the best car on a racetrack as far as handling. Maybe not speed, but its handling was incredible. You know, so I think that it was cool to see that some cars were trimmed out and some were built for speed. And I think as the track cooled off, the cars that were built for speed moved forward a little bit. And especially those short runs, the tires don't get super hot and you're not lifting as much. But definitely it's a hybrid of a super speedway and a mile and a half or whatever you want to call it. You know, so you got to somehow have a little bit of both.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. For Joey, Kyle Larson thought that after he squeezed you up there that you paid him back a little bit. Would that be a fair assessment with the contact you guys had?
Well, he fenced me, and then I bounced off the wall, and then there he was. So after he fenced me, I bounced off, and he happened to be there. Probably shouldn't have fenced me.
Don Jeffries with CSPN Media. For both drivers, just talk about how much side drafting was going on and if the bigger spoiler made that greater or less than you guys feel on a normal week.
I think it was pretty effective. I will say maybe as much as before. It was different because you were going slower for whatever reason. I don't feel like I was able to slow down as much as before, maybe because we were going already slow. I don't know. But I feel like it was fun racing. A lot of moving around on restarts. It was good. I think it was a lot of fun, and I bet fans love it because definitely there was some action out there. I don't know. I mean, I feel like side drafting and stuff. I was very wondered how that was gonna work out with the big ducks that we had in the front and stuff, and I thought it worked out pretty well. What do you think, Joy?
I thought the side draft was a little bit less effective, like Daniel said. And I honestly think I don't think it's speed. I think we're still going fast enough for it to work. I think the drag ducks have a big effect there. There's typically the air comes up over the headlight, and then you can dump it onto a spoiler. Now it's coming out right in front of the tire. It's lower. The air that's coming in through the nose is coming out there, and it makes it the side draft less effective. Same thing that happened when we ran the Xfinity race in Indy with a similar package. It had the drag ducks in it. It felt the same thing that it just, for whatever reason, you had to be further up for it to work, and it just wasn't as effective. Like, it's blowing the air on the quarter more than the spoiler. That's my thought. I got no science behind that besides just making laps. I don't have anything else behind that.
Daniel McFadden with NBC Sports. Daniel, how much do you think how much did those 50 laps from the open, did they benefit you in that first stage? Did you feel like you had a leg up on everyone else who hadn't been in racing conditions yet?
I don't think so, because the racetrack, like I said, it changed a lot. I feel like in the open, the racetrack was on that transition from being, you know, hot or warm to being, you know, cooling down. And everything I was learning especially in the second stage, when I felt like the racetrack was slowly cooling down, I'm sure all these guys, they were watching on the bus, the race, paying attention in every single detail. What I learned is that the top came in actually faster and quicker than what I was expecting. And I'm sure that these guys, they find out exactly the same time than me. Maybe even sooner, because they were watching everyone. I was just watching a few cars, so. I don't feel like I had any advantage. For sure, I was able to adjust my car a little bit for that. But other than that, I feel like we were in the same boat.
All right, anything from the press box right now? Follow up from Daniel.
For Joey, where did you watch the open from, and what were you looking for from that while you're watching it?
Yeah, I went up to the spotter stand to watch the race up there, and like Daniel said, just to get a great view of it. So many unknowns, don't know what's going to happen, don't know what's going to prevail, and I learned a lot, especially for the first few laps, to figure out what to do. And honestly, the beginning of the race, the 47 got in front of me, and I just started following him. I said, he's figured out how to pass cars, I'll just keep following him. We drove all the way up to third or fourth. I was like, this is working really well. Let's follow that guy. He was aggressive getting to the outside of cars, and that's where he was good. And I saw that he was going to do that from the open, and he did a great job too. So I was just able to go up there and watch with my spotter TJ, and just bounce ideas off of each other and say, hey, did you see this? You see that? And what are you going to say when this happens? Just so I'm on the same page. So thought it was good for us. It worked for us. So it's hot, not as hot as he was in his car. Hat or hot?
Caliente.
Hey, Jennifer, AP, Joey. Two questions. What's it like for a guy? You've been in a hot streak before. What's Kevin feeling right now?
He's feeling pretty good. Feeling like his pockets are a little deeper right now too, I bet. I'm looking for my little side bonus on that deal. I gave him a good push. I don't know, maybe he can get my 10% somewhere in there. yeah, it was, he's when you're on a hot streak like that, you're just so confident. Not only as a driver, but as a team, it's like you can't do anything wrong. You know, it's, you just happen to be in the right spot at the right times, and the cars are fast. They're really smart. They're really good as a team. Rodney's amazing, and you know, those guys are. And Kevin's a great driver, right? And we all know that. I don't have to say that, but they just find themselves in the right spot at the right time and making the right moves, and they got fast cars. And so ahead of everybody, they're winning the game right now for sure. Even with a different package, you think, yeah, well, it won't be the same, but when you're good, I guess, right now. So, yeah, he's confident. I know how that feeling is. We're working closer to that, which is good. We've been consistent, running a lot of top fives lately, so I'm proud of that.
And then for both of you, a Ford won again, and granted it was Kevin who seems to be the Ford that always wins. Do you think it's a Kevin thing, a four team thing, or a Ford thing?
Has more than one Ford won really recently, besides me at a super speedway? Besides the four? Yeah, that was a while ago. I think it's a four thing. That's what I'm saying. You know, I think, you know, last year the Toyotas were on fire and really good, and I think this year, you know, with some of the rules changes and the way the rules have been regulated and enforced has brought it more of an equal playing field. And the Ford's figured out how to go really fast right now. Yeah, I'd say we're closer than what we used to be, but the Ford's definitely ahead of all of us. What Daniel thinks, he drives a different car, so
yeah,
he's going to have a different opinion here.
Similar. I even mentioned it on the radio before the last restart. I really wanted to be in front of Joey to get a good push because I knew that Denny was going to do everything that he could to push me, but I knew that two fours together are dangerous, and they were strong. I was trying to somehow on the radio, that obviously that didn't work, to try to keep them away from each other, but Kevin did a good job. I think in the previous restart he went in the bottom and then he went up top. And I think he did the right decision, just trying to find the right guy behind him to, you know, push him to the lead. And Denny, like I said, he did a very good job. We just, for whatever reason, we just disconnected and we couldn't keep moving forward. I felt like we were moving forward. In the center of the one and two, I was ahead of him, but I just lost my partner.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport 2 for Daniel. First, this package was so much of an unknown for everybody coming into this, and yet you just seemed to gravitate to it, even in practice earlier in the day. What was it? Was there something specifically about the way these cars raced that you just felt comfortable enough to make some of the crazy moves you did tonight? Because it seemed like you just found a way to make things happen that a lot of others couldn't.
I feel like my car actually... Even John mentioned it to me before the race started. My car was handling very well. I had a good car, a good handling car, that was able to race up front without dragging a lot of speed. I felt like when you have a car like that, you can run top five all day. Just very proud of my guys. I feel like, you know, coming to this race, it was like you just mentioned, a lot of unknowns and a lot of things to figure it out. And I mentioned this to my team yesterday. Whoever does the best job finding those things out as a driver and as a team is going to be able to win tonight. And I feel like we did everything that we could. If I would have to do it again, I'm not sure what I would do different. The car was driving well, maybe a little bit tight at times, but I was loose as well. So I don't know. I feel like just different circumstances maybe could give us the victory, but it just didn't work out.
Everybody was so aggressive in the final laps, and I think we've all seen you start to get braver and make a lot more aggressive moves this season to really kind of start to stake your turf. Was there any harder you could have pushed on that final restart coming off turn two, or was that as hard as you could have gone without potentially wrecking both of you?
And let me tell you, in the second half of the race, I was racing as hard as I could If I was wrecking, I was wrecking. And if I was winning, I was winning. I didn't care about anything else. I was just driving as hard as I could. Normally, in a point race, you drive a little bit different, and then you throw everything that you got in the last part of the race. But here, I just throw that earlier, and it worked out well. But like I said, we just need a little bit more. I'm not sure where. Maybe a little bit power. I'm not sure. We just need a little bit more. Like I said, Joy and Kevin, they did a good job connecting, and they moved to the front. So I feel like just maybe different circumstances will help us. Who knows?
Anything from the press box? I don't want to leave you guys out. In the back, one more.
All right. After today, or Camden Lazenby for RubbingsRacing.com. After today, would you guys be comfortable with this package returning next year for the All-Star race? And if so, would you like to see any tinkering towards one direction or the other?
I think it's too soon to tell right now. I think there is some tweaking. Personally, I would like to get rid of the drag ducks just to try it. I don't think that's the right direction, but maybe it is. You don't know until you try it. I thought the racing was pretty entertaining. From the driver's seat, I would assume from TV and from the grandstands, it was probably pretty entertaining. Like Daniel said, some of it's because he had a bunch of drivers out there that got nothing to lose, and you fire up really early in the race, and you run 90 laps at 110%, and you know that's why I about crashed 3 times, and you know, because we're all racing that way, and you know that's the product you get when you have a short race and no points, right, in $1 million. So that part has a huge effect on how this will race, but I don't see that it was bad. It was just, like I said, it was different. And I think there's some small tweaks we can make to make it even better.
All right. Thank you, guys.